Mental Health Chats, and our topic is all about sleep. And today we have Dr. Lindsay Browning. Hello, Lindsay, how are you?
Hello. Yeah, great. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm very excited because Lindsay's going to tell us a little bit more about herself in a minute, but it's all about performance and sleep in the workplace and how, as managers and leaders, we can support our teams with their sleep so that they perform better. So first of all, who is Dr. Lindsay Browning?
Sure. So I'm a chartered psychologist, and I studied specifically sleep and insomnia at the University of Oxford, where I got my doctorate. So I'm a real sleep specialist, and I work with individuals and corporations, organizations to advise on better sleep. So, yeah, everything I do is all to do with explaining why sleep's so important and helping people to get better sleep.
Oh, I love it. That's absolutely brilliant. So would you like just to explain in a little bit more detail of exactly what you do? Because you work with corporates, you explain all about sleep. So exactly what does that mean?
Sure. So I do sort of two main things. So I work with individuals on a one-to-one basis who are really struggling with their sleep to advise them on a strategy to fix their sleeping problem, basically. And the other half of my time, I spend working with within organizations to offer well-being sessions geared at explaining why sleep's so important and how they can improve, you know, the individuals at the workplace can improve their sleep. And I also do a lot of sleep consultancy, like with the NHS, the police, manufacturing companies, the aviation industry, where things like shift work is especially important, and advising on good shift patterns, as well as how best to manage and cope with when someone's working shifts, because obviously sleep's really often negatively affected when someone's doing shift work and you can't get away from it. So how can we best mitigate those risks and improve sleep generally?
Definitely, definitely. And I think about my flights to Australia, you know, it's like jet lag, really, all of these different shifts and how it can really, really be detrimental to your how you feel. So let's think about our healthy work mind. We want to be making sure everybody we work with as leaders and managers have a healthy work mind. So why is sleep so important for us to have a healthy work mind?
Yeah, brilliant. So when I graduated in 2006, at that time, sleep was really seen as an inconvenience. You know, even I knew, because I'd studied it for however many years, that sleep was so important. But the general sort of consensus was sleep is an inconvenience. It's waste of time.
Yeah.
Successful CEOs and people should be sleeping for as little as possible so that you've got more time to be productive. But of course, we now know, well, I knew, but everyone now knows that sleep just is your superpower. It is so important, not just for productivity, but it's important for your physical health, for your mental health. And within organizations, lots of research and, you know, stats have shown that, for example, people who sleep on average less than 6 hours a night tend to take an additional 6 days off work sick. So that's a huge difference compared to people who work sleep 7 to 9 hours. And that's more than a week extra taking off work sick. So, you know, even just that one fact shows if we can help employees to A, know that their sleep's important and prioritize it, and B, if they are struggling, because many people, they know sleep's important, they're trying to sleep, but they can't for a number of reasons. So how we can help those people to fall asleep quickly, sleep through the night, wake up feeling refreshed, then those people are going to be healthier, more productive, take less time off work, and be better within the organization as well.
I'm so glad you mentioned that statistic, because I was going to ask you, were there any statistics? And I know myself, if I haven't slept well for quite some time, or if I'm under a lot of pressure, I've got deadlines, so I don't sleep as much, then I go on holiday, that's when I get sick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it happens to so many different people because we push and push and push ourselves. And what we don't want to do is not just the physical sickness, but it's the mental sickness as well, where people are feeling lower, feeling more stressed and burnt out. So keep going.
No, I was just going to say that when you're in the midst of crisis point stress, you're dealing with deadlines, your adrenaline, your cortisol, they keep you going. Yeah. And that means that at the moment we're in that pressured situation, we may not realize how chronically fatigued we are. But as soon as we stop to go on holiday, or that particular project has finished, we change roles and we relax, then all that comes back to hit us. And we realize actually we have been damaging ourselves for quite some time.
That's a really good point. And then you don't want people to be having their holidays spent being ill as well, because then they don't come back refreshed, which isn't great. And that actually, what you just said leads on, and I'd love a little bit more detail onto the next question, which is, as leaders and managers, how can we actually, why is it so important, and how can we support our teams to have more sleep?
Yeah, so two main things. One, it's explaining the importance of sleep. And I think a lot of people know that. You pick up any magazine, newspaper, and there's, the importance of sleep screaming at you. So that's, it is important to make sure people know that sleep is an important factor, because some people still don't know that. But the other thing, and I think more importantly, is teaching people how to get a good night's sleep, because lots of people don't know. And you may have picked up the odd good sleep hygiene rule from here and there, but it can be quite confusing, and people often take one thing but neglect some things that are actually more important. So giving, in the workplace, the really easy solution is a 1 hour webinar or a 1 hour session where you can educate, have some interaction, answer questions, and give people some tools and techniques that they can just take away that very night to get a better night's sleep, not only that night, but moving forwards forever, really.
And that's key, and that's where you come in, and we'll get your contact details in a minute, because that would be so fantastic if you could just go in and give them those tips. But before we go on to that, I'm intrigued about how many organizations you help who have actually got people who are working shifts, which is a
Yeah, a
lot
lot.
more difficult. So how can we as leaders support those in our organizations if they are working shifts, because that is such a drain on their body.
Yeah, so some organizations I've been into, the shift patterns they're working are actually basically terrible for your health. So a forward rotating shift pattern is like the police do, which is earlys, lates, nights, is a far easier shift pattern for our bodies to adjust to than the opposite, where we go back in time, or we just simply do days and then flip to nights. Because our body, just like with jet lag, we can move our time zone gradually. It takes a little while, but we can do it. We can't just flip to, like, if you were flying to Australia, you don't just flip to Australian time in one day. But if you did that journey and you had the time and you changed time zones a few days at a time, a few time zones at a time, that by the time you got to Australia, you wouldn't even notice it. So some of that sort of work with organizations is advising on the shift patterns themselves. And the other things are, what can the workplace actually do within the workplace? So what's the lighting like where people are? Because you want lots of bright lighting in the company, in your office, if possible, to make you feel more alert when it's the middle of the night. And providing food options. And I'm not a nutritionist, but I deal with sleep. And our digestive system, basically, it shuts down overnight. We're not supposed to be eating in the middle of the night. But if you're working shifts, you're working a night shift, you have to eat, because that's when you're awake. So it's giving your employees, giving them options available at 2 in the morning that are going to be good for their digestive system, rather than, the sort of like the vending machines full of chocolate bars and crisps, which are actually the worst thing. So, just as simple as providing a fruit bowl in the office for the night shift workers can be really a fundamental shift that can help a great deal, much more than you would think.
Oh, that's amazing. You've given so many tips and insights, and I'm sure you've got many more that people would like to get in contact with you to find out. So where can people find you, Lindsay?
Sure. So my website is called troublesleeping.co.uk, and I'm on all social media at Dr. Browning Sleep, at Dr. Browning Sleep. So yeah, LinkedIn, Instagram, even TikTok, if you're not as old as
If you're
me.
into that, love it. We all love a bit of TikTok. So, thank you so much for your insights. You've been a delight to have with so much information to help people realize how important sleep is. It's something I harp on at my teenagers about all the time, because they just love those nights, whereas I'm quite the opposite. So, thank you so much for your insights, and everybody, have a good night's sleep. Take care. Thank you.